Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brought to you by the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, BetRivers.com, and the Bet Rivers app, your pro football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is their hometown sportsbook. If you like the wagertainment from myself and Ken Barkley, I'm Nick Kostos on Twitter, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Ken Barkley on Twitter, at Lockie Lockerson. Be sure to download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Will Brinson from CBS Sports joins us 20 minutes from now to start hour number two, talking all the big games today, DFS plays and bets, Super Wild Card Sunday in the National Football League. Ken and I will roll through all the notable props as well in the second hour of the show and best bets to close it. Side total and the prop king going to make an appearance coming up next hour here on Countdown to Kickoff. Ken, we'll get to the Cowboys 49ers and our full betting breakdown of that game coming up in a second, but I know you had one other note, one other thing to add on this Buccaneers-Eagles game, the first game today, and how this matchup is slightly different than the one we saw earlier in the season on a Thursday night in early October.
Of what we're going to get this year, or when Philadelphia has played other elite offenses. I'm sure I would be screaming, yes, but Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown are obviously not going to play in this game, and Leonard Fournette is out for Tampa Bay. Yes, those are obviously significant skill position absences. To me, it's always going to be so much more about the quarterback, especially when the quarterback is Brady, and just comparing him to the quarterbacks that the Eagles have had success against. Like, this isn't, you know, the Giants quarterback room. This isn't Taylor Heinicke. This isn't so many of the quarterbacks. This isn't Denver and New Orleans, the types of offenses that the Eagles have had a lot of success against recently. Even if it's Tampa with limited skill position players, it's worth noting Tampa's limited skill position players are still really good. They're just not as good as the elite team that won the Super Bowl last year. I still think we can kind of draw some conclusions about how Philly is going to fare against an elite passing offense. And I still think this is an elite passing offense.
We do have some breaking news to share here, Ken. Now, this is not something that impacts anything today or anything tomorrow night, but I think sports bettors, Ken, will be interested in this information. And I tweeted yesterday that it should not be the NFL that comes up with the referee assignments for the postseason, but there should be like a tribunal of sports bettors that get to say, this is the best officiating crew, these are the best crews, and should referee games in the NFL playoffs. Per ESPN's Adam Schefter, referee Jerome Boger and the officials from Saturday's Raiders-Bengals game are not expected to work again this NFL postseason. Sanity wins.
Pop the
sanity
champagne.
Wins. Yeah. Pop the champagne. Jerome Boger out of our lives until September when he starts messing with us yet again.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's okay. We can move on. That's fine. I don't want to talk about this anymore. That's what.
Yeah. And how about the NFL's the release from Walt Anderson, the head of officiating? Yeah, the whistle didn't blow until after the play, or we all watched the game and it blew
right
during the play.
And oh, by the way, it was worth noting when they reran some of the replays that are supposed to sync up the audio, it was a little more delayed. So it looked like it might have been a good call more than it had before. Isn't that so interesting? Oh, interesting how that plays
out. Dude, it's like 1984. Like, the party's final and most essential command was for you to ignore the evidence of your eyes and ears. We all saw it happen, NFL. At least they're doing the right thing as it concerns Jerome Boger and that horrendous officiating crew we saw yesterday in the Raiders and Bengals. Anyway, onto a brighter note, let's give the betting breakdown of the crown jewel of Super Wild Card Weekend, 4:30 p.m. Eastern today, and that is the Cowboys and the 49ers. Dallas, a 3.5-point favorite, total 50.5. Ken, an incredibly fascinating game with two Super Bowl-worthy teams. Unpack it for us. Your thoughts, Dallas and San Fran.
Yeah, I've said all week, I said Vegas Bengals was the most volatile game where no result would surprise me, like a team winning by 40 or the Raiders winning outright. I think this is the most fun or interesting handicap, and it starts from the fact, and I think we've talked about this already in this edition of the show, it's the only game that's taking place this weekend, which is not a rematch of a game that we've already seen in the regular season. So we have two division matchups this weekend, so we have multiple meetings, obviously, between those teams, one of which was last night with the Bills and Patriots. Vegas and Cincinnati played a couple months ago. Tampa and Philly, we talked about their Thursday night game already. And then obviously Pittsburgh and Kansas City just a couple weeks ago in a blowout for Kansas City. We don't have anything to anchor ourselves in terms of visualizing how this is going to look when the teams match up with each other. That's the starting point for what makes it so fascinating. So some things which are contributing to this number, basically. Obviously, Dallas is the home team, and you're going to give, in the playoff rounds, the home team a pretty healthy home field advantage. There's an implication here, basically, based on this number. These are two very, very, very equally rated teams. So I think that's sort of the hypothesis or the point that the market is making that we have to try to attack. Do we agree or disagree with that statement based on what we've seen from the team so far? What makes that difficult, evaluating the two teams to see if we think they're equal, is that we don't really have a lot of games from San Francisco with this collection of players all playing together or playing as well as they did in the fourth quarter of, you know, last week's game against the Rams, obviously. Like, what is this team right now in San Francisco? Dallas, I think I got nailed. Dallas has been pretty similar the entire year. Their rating has not shifted very much. They've had a lot of strong performances, particularly at home, where they've covered some big numbers against some teams that they're much better than. I think I know what I got in Dallas from a rating standpoint and an expectation standpoint. San Francisco is the tricky part. That's the variable, I think, that leads to making the valuable bet in the game, if there is one. If you think that this is a team that has not shown you their best game yet, and there's good reasons to think that that's the case. They got a number of secondary players off the COVID list. Jimmy Garoppolo seems to be competent enough with his injury, and he's missed games this season, so you have him, period, in any condition. Those things in combination, if Trent Williams does end up actually playing in the game,
looks like he will. I don't know if he's going to be 100%.
I didn't want to say for sure.
Trent Williams is right. Going to play.
Didn't want to say for sure, just because it's just not been confirmed yet. But if you get the best left tackle in football basically playing, and the other one might be on the other team, then I think there's a lot of reasons to believe San Francisco can outperform whatever rating we've had for them the entire year. Do we think they will do that or not? I'm always more likely to view things like that with a little more skepticism. If I haven't seen it the entire year, and I haven't rated this team like they are in this game the entire year, can I really believe that it's going to happen in this game if we haven't seen it and I haven't seen it in the betting markets? Just like pushing back against that expectation. No, they're so live in the game. They're turning into something different. We're going to see it. I promise, that kind of stuff. Like, well, I need something more to anchor kind of my belief about what's going to happen in the game. And so for me, that kind of is the difference between 3 being the right number or 3.5 or 4 being the right number in the game, basically, with how Dallas is going to be favored. It's a small difference, right? But we are talking about the most key number. I think for me, that would lead to betting Dallas, even 3-15, something like that, which is available in the market right now. I do think that might be the valuable bet in the game. I think that's where I'm going to put my money.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you just said. And look, the Niners could blow that ass out. It's possible. But for me, like, I need to see it for San Francisco before I'm going to bet.
Or Dak could throw 5 touchdowns. They could tear apart the Niners secondary, which has been talked about by basically everybody. Right.
Yeah. Which I think is more likely enough. Like, I have to answer the question, right? Which pass rush do I think will be more effective today? I think it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys pass rush with Parsons, Gregory, and Lawrence, and a healthy defensive line here that should be able to at least, maybe not completely shut down the run and the exotic schemes that Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan operate with in the San Francisco run game. But like, I have more faith in the Dallas defense and that healthy defensive line to kind of like limit the run game and get at Jimmy Garoppolo than I do in the San Francisco pass rush to get at Dak Prescott. And if Dak has time to throw in this game, and I understand, Ken, that last week against the Philadelphia Eagles last Saturday night, the Eagles are playing like practice squad guys.
Yeah, it's target practice.
I understand. Yeah. But like, I mean, the ball placement, The throws were unbelievable in that game. And like, that's what you're looking for. Like, Dak was kind of like shaking off the effects of the injury midseason. And it looks like he's done that. And he's back to operating at full capacity here. So I think this is a big game for Dak. I don't have a tremendous amount of faith in Jimmy D to have a big game. Not that he can't. Of course he could. But at 3, I think the number in the game should be 4. I made a number of 4 here. So 3 is a valuable bet for me. So, Ken, I'll be on the Dallas Cowboys today.
It's worth noting there are some permutations of this game where Garoppolo doesn't finish the game, by the way. And there are more of those than there are of any other player probably playing in the game because it's a quarterback playing with an injury like that.
And then here's Lance Maker-Dance, which is not what you want if you're betting Niners.
Right. And what's the number if it's that, right? It's obviously a touchdown or it's 7.5. So, I mean, it's just, we're really talking about like a massive difference. So just, you know, I know the Niners are the very popular underdog today. There are a lot of reasons to believe that they can play very well and show you kind of a version of themselves that really we've been expecting the entire season. And because of injuries, we just haven't quite gotten it for a full 60 minutes in an NFL game. Sure, you could definitely get that in today's game. Just it's being rated like we're almost going to get that. It's being rated like they're just going to give you that performance. And we haven't really seen it yet this year. So I'm just more inclined to go with Dallas as long as I get 3, obviously, in the game.
You better. You bet on the BetQL Network. Countdown to kickoff. Super Wild Card Sunday in the National Football League. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. The show brought to you by the Bet River Sportsbook. Last game, Chiefs and Steelers coming up tonight. Rematch of a game we saw a couple weeks ago. Another rematch. KC won that game 36-10. They are 12.5 point favorites, total 46.5. For me, Ken, it's like, is there a path for the Steelers to cover this game? I actually think there is. Not win, but I think there's a path to cover. What do you see playing out tonight on the field at Arrowhead?
And I mentioned this already in the It Moved segment, and I think it won't be surprising to people that my analysis of this game is going to be really straightforward. They played already in the number, the market closed 10. I'm always more inclined to believe the closing spread in the market than what actually happened in the game. The game itself is littered with randomness and bounces and turnovers and penalties, and all you have to do was watch Vegas and the Raiders last night.
And gargoyle quarterback who can't
right.
move.
yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of variance that goes into a single playing of a game. I'm going to trust the betting market more. Okay, that market closes 10. It's a playoff game. I'll give Kansas City a little bit more home field. Kelsey didn't play in the game. Tyreek Hill was just coming off a bout with COVID, which he said affected him to a great degree. So, okay, all of those things in combination. And again, it was 10. We're not even getting to the next close to key number in the NFL, which is 13. And that's obviously a much less key number than some of the other ones that we've talked about already in 3 and 7. So it's really not that big of an adjustment up. And I think it's correct, honestly. And I think it's okay to say that. So I agree with you. I think there's a path for the Steelers to be competitive more than they were in the first meeting where they got down, I think I want to say 27-0 in that game.
Whatever it was.
Put together some garbage time statistics that made the final. Right. The final box score won't even look like what that game was, even though the final score was obviously still such a resounding Chiefs win. So I don't really see a valuable bet here necessarily. I've tried to kind of talk myself into the Steelers. If 13 came up, would I bet it? I don't think I would, honestly, and I think this is a market that I agree with. It's worth noting it basically hasn't moved the entire week, which I think is compelling as well.
Dun, 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 dun. I'll definitely have some props for this game. I think if you want to make a case, you meaning the person listening or watching me, the person talking, if you want to make a case for the Steelers, you need like first half of the season Kansas City to show up, right? Where Patrick Mahomes is uncharacteristically turning the ball over. They're showing up flat to games. Think about the game in Tennessee where they were just completely boat raced from start to finish. I'm not saying that that's going to happen tonight, but that's like the path to Pittsburgh keeping this game like respectable and competitive and falling inside the number would be turning over Kansas City early in the game, getting some points, and then maybe Kansas City's got to ramp up the tempo a little bit. Do you agree with me, Ken? Like that's how Pittsburgh potentially stays in this game. Like they got to turn Mahomes over probably a couple times in this game.
And yeah, and it's worth noting just this Kansas City team versus the last few years, Kansas City with Mahomes at quarterback, you've seen more weaknesses and more full games where you've seen more weaknesses from Kansas City throughout the entire season.
Almost
we don't have to go back
Denver
that far. Cincinnati beat them a couple weeks ago. I mean, we really don't have to go back that far to see games where they haven't looked like juggernauts. So I do think this is a slightly worse version of Kansas City. Maybe that's just what kind of gives you hope as a Steelers fan or as somebody who wants to back them. This isn't quite the same as the last couple of years.
The Chiefs play with their food. We've seen it all season. Almost lost to Drew Lock and the Broncos last Saturday. So I don't think it's crazy that Pittsburgh could cover the spread today. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. You better, you bet. It's countdown to kickoff on Super Wild Card Sunday. Best bets are coming up to close the show. Prop King going to make an appearance. We will play whatever you prefer. All the notable props on the board. But we start hour number two. Will Brinson from CBS Sports. Bets and DFS plays on the three games today.